This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. This podcast, a daily digest of the news events here in steaming Arizona, where an excessive heat warning is in effect. Temperatures back above 110 today. And be careful out there. It is Wednesday, the 12th of June, and let's cruise over the hump with the check of the news. Governor Katie Hobbs says it is highly likely the next state budget will include guardrails on the state's school voucher program. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky reports.
Hobbs says the new state spending plan is likely to include checks on the school voucher program, which was one of her main priorities heading into budget negotiations. However, Hobbs declined to specify exactly what guardrails the budget could include on vouchers, also known as empowerment scholarship accounts.
I think you'll see very soon what's in the budget around ESAs.
In her budget proposal in January, Hobbs suggested rule changes to limit how many students qualify for the voucher program. However, leaders at the Republican-controlled legislature said they would block any effort to change voucher eligibility requirements. The governor and lawmakers have until June 30th to reach a budget agreement and avoid a state government shutdown. Arizona faces a projected $1.3 billion deficit over the next 2 years. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Meanwhile, Democratic Attorney General Chris May says Republicans pressuring her to recuse herself from an investigation of Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs are engaging in a partisan stunt. Also from our politics team, Cameron Sanchez has that story.
Hobbs faces allegations she favored a state contractor who donated to her campaign. Republican Treasurer Kimberly Yee told Mays to defer an investigation of whether Hobbs broke the law to Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell, a Republican. Yee claims Mays and Hobbs' professional relationship as AG and governor creates what Yee calls a conflict of interest that she says will mar the integrity of the investigation. Mays spokesperson Richie Taylor says the attorney general won't back down.
The employees of our criminal division have all taken oaths to uphold Arizona's constitution and its laws, and they are going to conduct a thorough, nonpartisan, professional investigation into this matter.
Mays asked Mitchell not to run a parallel investigation, but Mitchell said Tuesday that she will not stand aside. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The National Labor Relations Board has requested that the U.S. District Court bar Lucid, an electric car manufacturer, from continuing practices it alleges violates federal labor laws. Kirsten Dorman has more on that.
The injunction is filed under the National Labor Relations Act, a federal law that protects employees' rights to organize and collectively bargain with their employers. In it, the NLRB accuses Lucid of launching a multi-pronged campaign to squash legally protected unionizing efforts in early 2023. The filing also alleges that Lucid unlawfully fired two workers who played significant roles in union-forming activities at a plant in Casa Grande. If the court sides with the NLRB, Lucid will have to publicize the decision on multiple platforms. The filing also aims to temporarily reinstate the two workers and block Lucid from further unfair labor practices. Kirsten Dorman, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
According to Phoenix Police, there has been a 76% increase in violent crime from juveniles year over year. They've also obtained over 4.5 million fentanyl pills that same year in 2023. Assistant Phoenix Police Chief Ed DeCastro detailed the spike in pills at a news conference yesterday.
We are seeing a tremendous increase in the amount, I will say, between 2019 and 2023. We saw a 14% increase in the number of pills that we've collected off the street.
The Phoenix Police Department released their 2024 crime reduction plan on Tuesday. That report focuses on reducing violent crimes from juveniles and increasing fentanyl-related apprehensions. Customs and Border Protection is investigating a crash involving two Border Patrol vehicles along a remote stretch border this month. From the front desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick reports a Border Patrol agent and four migrants were injured in a crash east of the Sasebe port of entry.
A CBP spokesperson says two Border Patrol vehicles collided and one ran into the steel border wall that runs parallel to the road. Gail Kosarek with the aid group Tucson Samaritans says she arrived about an hour after the accident.
A bunch of Border Patrol trucks on the wall side of the road. There were probably about four or five trucks. One of them, it was obvious from the accident.
Hundreds of migrants and asylum seekers have gathered along the rugged dirt road in recent months to wait for Border Patrol. COSTARC says the agency's vans and trucks make a handful of trips there every day to pick up and process them. The CBP spokesperson says the crash is being investigated by the agency's Office of Professional Responsibility and that five people taken to the hospital were treated for their injuries and released. Alisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, Phoenix is home to many refugees, including those who are over the age of 60. But imagine coming to a new country later in life, perhaps alone, and what that might be like. Kathy Ritchie has the story.
There are a growing number of older refugees coming to Arizona. And for this population, it's an enormous challenge to start a new life.
We're talking about refugees who have been in the refugee camps some 20 years, just waiting for the process to go through.
Nadia Kasungir is with the Area Agency on Aging's Mosaic Program, which serves refugees 60 and older.
Also, you have to consider what they go through, the wars, the trauma associated to that, and also the lack of medical care, and then also the culture shock.
Kasungir says many refugees are now coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, and Cuba. She says for those who speak English or have a professional background, the transition is a bit easier. For those who don't, acclimating is challenging.
So the Mosaic program was built to provide socialization because our refugees were just isolated in their home.
The Mosaic program offers English classes and supports those looking to gain citizenship. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Nixon-era amendment to the Civil Rights Act called Title IX bans gender discrimination in school and college sports. And the Biden administration is planning to expand Title IX protections to cover gender identity and sexual orientation. But as Matthew Casey tells us, opponents of that expansion plan to protest Thursday in Scottsdale.
The rally is part of a nationwide bus tour put on by a coalition of women advocates called Our Bodies, Our Sports. On the speaker list is an Olympic gold medalist swimmer. The group says that a rule the Biden administration aims to use to enforce Title IX would actually rob women of athletic opportunities and their privacy. The text of the rule does not specifically mention transgender athletes. It bans discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. At least two dozen Republican-led states have sued to block the rule from taking effect in August. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona Corporation Commission voted to exempt a 200-megawatt power plant expansion in Mojave County from environmental review, upending the way the commission has regulated power plants for decades. Here's Wayne Shutsky once again with this report.
Arizona law requires utilities to apply for a certificate of environmental compatibility before constructing power plants larger than 100 megawatts. But Unisource Energy asked for an exemption. Attorneys for the company say state law defines a plant as an individual generating unit. The Unisource expansion will be made up of four 50-megawatt units. The Arizona Power Plant and Transmission Line Siting Committee denied that request last month, but the Corporation Commission overturned that decision on appeal. Commissioner Nick Myers cited the letter of the law.
We might not agree with the policy, but we simply lack the authority to rewrite the statute and achieve a different policy outcome.
Critics say the decision goes against the intent of lawmakers who passed the law in 1971 and undermines 50 years of precedent. Previous commissions required similar projects to go through environmental review. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
From the KJZZ Newsroom, I'm Matthew Casey. Three members of the WNBA Phoenix Mercury have been chosen to play for Team USA in the Summer Olympics. Among the Americans competing for gold in women's basketball will be Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner, and Kalea Copper. Taurasi has already won five Olympic gold medals going back to 2004. Griner has two golds, and teammate Copper is set to make her Olympic debut in Paris.
And also from sports, baseball, Randall Grichuk hit a two-run homer as part of a three-hit night. Corbin Carroll, Gabriel Moreno, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. each added three more hits as the Diamondbacks beat up on the Angels 9-4 last night at Chase Field. Krychuk finished a single short of the cycle. Carroll was a homer shy of the feat as the reigning rookie of the year tries to pull out of a season-long slump. Arizona's Jordan Montgomery got the win, a decent start after two straight stinkers. The D-backs also reinstated all-star shortstop Geraldo Perdomo after missing two months with a knee injury, and they'll play the Angels again tonight, the middle game of three in Phoenix. And that does it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this June the 12th. I'm Phil Latzman, helping you get over the hump on this Wednesday. Thank you for listening, and stay cool and hydrated and shaded out there. We will do this again tomorrow.